This is Dakota Datebook for March 14th. North Dakota remembers World War I. Early in the war, the newspapers in North Dakota carried casualty lists containing only meaningless names or numbers. But by this date in 1918, that changed. The death of Lewis Owsley from Wilton in early February brought home the fact that the men from the North Dakota regiments were now in the frontline trenches. The news from the battlefields, more and more, echoed from house to house across the state. The war was no longer an alien concept. It now invaded the innermost thoughts of family and loved ones. Most of the officers and non-commissioned officers of the 164th, the North Dakota Regiment, had become part of the headquarters company and were out of harm's way. However, the casualty list for March 14th had the names of multiple North Dakota soldiers killed in action in France. The list included Fred Gard and Hans Larsen of Crosby, Claude Keller of Glenburn, and Frank Aladac of Minot. These men were among 1,800 former 164th Regiment privates transferred to other units. They became the first casualties. Martin Olstead of Catherine in Barnes County, who survived the war, became part of the 1st Machine Gun Battalion and in mid-March found himself at the front with more experienced British and French troops. He came under immediate, unrelenting artillery fire and gas attacks as the Germans mounted their spring offensive near the Somme River. After 7 days, his unit was relieved and sent to Cantigny for the first major American offensive of the war. He spent 36 days in the trenches, again under constant shelling. But just as North Dakota soldiers began entering the trenches, the War Department announced that casualty lists would no longer carry the addresses of the men. They claimed that this information allowed the Germans to map troop movements. The department began providing only the names of casualties nationwide. This caused great consternation. People might see a familiar-looking name, but not know if it was a loved one. It would take weeks to overturn this decision. F. W. Wardwell had made a prediction in the Pemberton Pioneer almost a year earlier. He said, "It takes blood to make people understand what war means and what war is." With the casualty lists coming in, for North Dakota, that time had come. The blood and carnage of war, which seemed so far away 1 year earlier, was now a reality. The face of war had changed as the casualty lists brought the war home to loved ones in North Dakota. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jim Davis. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.